Forever! Dog!
Look, man.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Okay.
It's a party house.
All right.
I had a feeling it would be a party house.
Wow. Toronto.
Okay. Toronto.
Woo.
All right. Quick scan. Is everyone in this room as hot as literally every man we've seen on the street? What the fuck?
Wait a minute.
Can we just say every man in Toronto is maybe gay?
Maybe gay.
I mean...
Maybe gay and fully hot. Like,
I mean, it's y'all are turning fall looks.
But wait. I actually... By the way, my name is Matt Rogers.
I'm Dave Bazzoni. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Bowen Yang is absent tonight. He got a new job.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it's Saturday night, so this is a conflict for him.
Yes, unfortunately. But you know what, honey? I am here to scoop the
yes.
gig. Yes. Yes, honey. She will take the gig, toss it right in the bag.
Yes. Dave is here. I'm so excited. You guys, we are having such a good time. Literally, Toronto is now one of our favorite cities, for sure.
I mean, yes. The food is good. The cocktails are
stunning,
good.
Stunning.
I mean, and like we said, like every guy in the street like will Holds. Maintain eye contact
yeah.
with you. And like they don't look away. And so they walk by and Matt and I are like, was he?
And wait, was he? I have a question. Do we think that everyone looks so good today because it's like the first real day of fall and they've decided to take turn a look?
Yes, everyone's had a jacket on layaway.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, it's time for my jacket.
Said, that's my September 29th jacket that I laid out nice and special.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to get it out. We've been waiting.
Excuse me, I have something to say. I got a manicure for you guys.
All right, whatever.
Toronto Blue Jay Blue, bitch.
Matt's never gotten a manicure before, so like now that he has one for the first time, he's like holding his beer like this, ordering from the menu like this.
You know how famously when you get a manicure you have to let it dry.
Yes.
So I sat there for like way too long, and they were like, "You can leave, bitch." Like yeah, it's
they're dry, honey.
I was like, okay,
they're dry.
I wanted to make sure.
Well, you like the blowers.
I like the blowers. It's actually rule of culture number 17. I like the blowers.
So Toronto Blue Jays. I mean,
this is big.
This is big. My cousin, I grew up with Thomas, is now pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. Thomas Pannone. So
Thomas Pannone. We have to make him the gay icon of the Major League Baseball.
Guys, listen. He is a total ally. He is such a great friend, and like honestly, like grown up with him my entire life.
Yeah.
I just got a Toronto Blue Jays jersey with his name on the back.
Yes, bitch.
And I will be rocking it in New York City no matter where I go because I do not care. Because for me, sports are about fashion.
Yes. Who here gives a fuck about sports?
Okay.
One woman was like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Her name is Cheryl Gretzky. I forgot Wayne Gretzky was a person until today. I'm not going to even tell you. I'm not going to lie. But I feel really special here.
Yeah.
Because my last name is Rogers.
Yes.
And y'all love some Rogers.
I was like, Matt, I think we could just walk into like, maybe here or here or here and maybe get anything we
and
want.
And I'll be like, hi, reservation for two. My name is Matt Rogers. And they'll be like, right away, sir.
Or not.
Or just be like, yeah, like 1,000 other fucking bitches. Get to the back of the line.
Yeah.
I see you in your merch.
Yes, merch.
I see you in your merch. Can you stand up and show the merch? It's actually... This is so cool, you guys. It's actually rule of culture number 7. There's always an opportunity to sell merch.
Sure.
I don't own a piece of our merch.
I actually don't either, but
yeah,
I'm waiting for it for free, mama.
I can't get a discount on it, even though it's my own thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. This is interesting to know one. Cool.
So you guys all listen to the podcast? Who here listens to the podcast? Awesome.
Who here does not and is confused?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful.
We love you.
I love that you guys are like all on the back. That's good.
I'm not sure. So what's happening tonight?
What's happening tonight, you guys, is we are doing I Don't Think So, Honey live. And so this is a show that Bowen and I have done in New York and Los Angeles. And this is our very first time doing a real I Don't Think So, Honey. I almost said across the pond.
Overseas, honey. We are overseas.
Okay, in another nation, and I must say a much better nation. You guys
I can't even tell you how happy we are to be here.
Yeah, you guys are doing like How to Be a Country so much better than we are.
Oh my God, taking notes.
Yeah, seriously. But basically what's going to happen is we're going to have 30 comedians grace the stage, and they are going to take 1 minute to rail against something in pop culture that is pissing them off, that needs to be taken down a notch, bitch, that needs to hear it.
Yeah,
okay?
It's just, you're looking at this thing and you're saying, no.
No.
No. No.
Like, we did one yesterday. We actually did a recording with the Angels, Greg Brown and Mitchell Moffitt.
Oh, my God. So
podcast.
Handsome.
Also, I genuinely feel like my sisters now.
Yeah, true sisters and also very handsome. 10 years together. How?
How does it happen? No, like...
That was all we said. We were like, I know, yeah, everything you do, comedy. So how have you been together this long?
How did you maintain a relationship?
Explain the details at length.
So basically, they were on our show yesterday, and we all did I Don't Think So, Honey. I did mine on Severus Snape.
Yes. I did mine on that girl who you just met that saying, like, I love you. and hugging you kind of from the side, but you just met her.
It's like, bitch, you don't love me. You don't know like the many bad things about my personality.
Right,
there are
like,
a lot.
Can you relax?
So we are going to demo for you now.
Yes.
A couple I Don't Think So, Honeys.
Yes.
And taking the stage first my co-host today, Dave Mazzoni.
Very excited.
A veteran of I Don't Think So, Honey.
Yes.
He actually was a finalist in Coach War, the very first competitive I Don't Think So, Honey.
Yes, that went over well.
He did lose to Pat Regan, who...
Yes.
Some Pat Regan
Queen
fans.
Queen Pat. Wow, some hoots and hollers for Pat.
Yeah, we're going to tell him there were none.
There were none. No one knew who he was.
And you all can seek treatment.
So I'm going to do an example of a pre-selected. I have something I'd like to
talk
about.
Okay, so this is Dave Mazzoni's pre-selected I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Rent, the musical. Okay, we're not going to pay rent. Why? You have to.
You must.
I never thought that here, like maybe 12 years later from being introduced to it, that I would take the side of Benny, who's simply trying to collect the rent required to pay for the building his family owns. I rewatched the movie recently and was like,
30 seconds.
I don't understand this. They don't want to pay the rent. This doesn't hold up. I love Out Tonight. Tango Marine's a lot of fun. There's a lot of production value. La Vie Boheme is a lyrical masterpiece. But overall... They have to pay rent!
15 seconds.
So, you know, just like being somebody who knows a little bit about real estate, I'll say this, okay? It doesn't matter how queer, how much of an artist you are,
whether
or not you ride a bike. Bitch, you need to pay your bills. But also, please think about it, please.
And that's 1 minute. Fabulous, a true pro.
Thank you.
You know what song is a sleigh from Rent?
What?
I Love a Ballad. Without... You.
But you know what, you guys, in the movie Rent, did you know that all of the smoke that's leaving their mouths is fake? It wasn't cold, it was very warm when they filmed it, and so they had to animate all of the fog coming out of their mouths. Next time you watch it, watch for that.
The
it's
more
very
you
distracting.
Know.
It's very distracting.
The more you know. All right, great.
Okay, so Matt is going to do an example of the Troll Bowl.
Yeah.
So we have in here a list of topics that we put together.
Yeah.
Basically, like, you know, some things that we love that are hard to go negative on.
Yeah. So past Troll Bowl topics have included Julie Andrews. I did one time on Jesus Christ.
Yes. Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh. Bowen had to do Sandra Oh, and it was a fucking meltdown.
I was there.
Wait,
that.
Toronto's
that
own Sandra Oh, right?
She is the queen.
She's here. No,
she is
imagine.
Here. Casanova!
She was fucking robbed at the Emmys, though. I don't think so, honey, the Emmys.
I don't think so, honey, the Emmys, absolutely. Alrighty, Matt, I'm going to choose.
I'm scared. Okay.
Don't be scared.
I'm going to do my defensive Toronto Blue Jays stance.
Okay, I chose.
No, what is it?
Alrighty, your I don't think so, honey, is Drew Barrymore. Go.
I don't think so, honey, Drew Barrymore, because you don't do enough fucking movies. Where the fuck have you been? I don't want to see you on Santa Clarita Diet, bitch. What the fuck is the Santa Clarita Diet? The only thing I've ever heard about the Santa Clarita Diet is A, it doesn't work in real life, I guess, and B, it was gory. My mom said it was too gory. I don't think so, honey, Drew Barrymore. You have that production company, Flower Films. You talk too much about it, bitch. Get in a romantic comedy. I don't think so, honey, Drew Barrymore. You do too many movies with fucking Adam Sandler. Bitch, Adam Sandler is not the one. It's
not
actually rule of culture number 6. Adam Sandler is not the one. Drew Barrymore, you are fucking cute. You can pull off brown and blonde and red hair. What is this, the fucking Christina Aguilera Candyman video?
5 seconds.
All I'm saying is Drew Barrymore, you Barrymore on screen.
And that's 1 minute. Guys, give it up for Matt Rogers.
I'm feeling hot.
Yes, honey, he is gay.
He is gay. She is gay.
He is gay.
Already. Okay, are you guys ready to start this fucking show? I feel a very good energy. It's a very good energy.
Amazing.
Okay, alrighty. So
we made up some group names for each of the groups today. They'll be coming up in groups of 5. Mm-hmm. Our first group is
the Blue Jays.
We thought about this group name for 1 second.
1 second entirely.
1 second.
Here we go.
Here we go. We got Sam Sferaza.
We got Ashley Cooper.
Lucas Liozu.
We got Alice Rose.
And we got Taylor Rivers.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, crowd favorite.
Wow, fan favorite.
The very first to the mic is Sam Sferaza.
Let's do it, Sam. Sam, are you doing?
Oh, look at these pants.
These pants are
the pants,
everything.
Honey. Yes, you better turn the look. All right.
Are we pre-selected or are we doing the troll bowl?
We're pre-selected.
Pre-selected. Already? He has a predilection for the pre-selection.
Sure. Here we go. And your time?
Starts now.
I don't think so, honey. War. World War I, World War II, the Cold War, Star Wars, Skin Wars, Storage Wars. So many wars we're forced to watch horrifically. Oh. If I were the first one, I have something to say to the world leaders, okay? Stop it. I mean it. It's really bad. If you ever read a textbook, you know that, like, from the beginning of time, war has been really bad.
Always.
Like, so bad. And I know that, like, there's all these, like, rules for international war and everything. Like, you can't use certain kinds of flamethrowers, okay?
30 seconds.
But, like, seriously, there's so much more you could do to help the world. Like, you could go to law school, and you could graduate summa cum laude, and then you could, like, get a diplomatic job helping the diplomacy between China and Tibet, or...
15 seconds.
You could take a to-go cup to Starbucks.
Yes! Easy!
Look, all I'm saying is it doesn't have to be so hard, and...
5 seconds.
For this, I don't think so, honey. Every clap I get, I'll donate 5 cents to help end war. Which war? I'm so glad you asked. All of them.
Yeah, and that's 1 minute. Sam Sferaza. It's actually rule of culture number 70. Make law school, not war. And please give a warm welcome to the mic, Ashley Cooper.
Ashley, red is your color.
Lady in red.
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected?
Pre-selected.
Okay, here we go. Ashley Cooper, your I don't think so, honey, time starts right now.
I don't think so, honey, gatekeeping fandom.
Oh!
You think because you got bullied when you grew up for the things that you like that means it's your turn. But guess what, motherfucker? Things are for everyone.
Yes!
Comics are for everyone. Sci-fi is for everyone. Sports is for everyone. If you like a thing, you're allowed to like a fucking thing. I don't care if you spend 1 minute or 1 hour or 1 week on it. It doesn't fucking matter.
30 seconds.
Everybody gets to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yes.
And I don't want to hear, well, maybe you're not a real fan if. Go suck a dick.
Yes!
I'm so sick of these cishet white guys who think that they need people to prove themselves to them because they cried their ass all the way home from school in grade
15
three.
Seconds.
This is bullshit, and everybody should just enjoy what they want and shut the fuck up about it.
5 seconds.
Ass.
Yes.
Are you good? And that's 1 minute. Yes, bitch.
Perfect. Enjoy.
There are no gatekeepers.
None.
You shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Let me enjoy. And speaking of enjoyment, I'm about to enjoy Lucas Loizou. Come on, you cute fuck.
So handsome.
Talk to us. Yeah. Are we going to do a pre-selected topic or are we going to do the troll bowl?
Pre-select.
Okay, pre-select.
Okay.
Here we go. Lucas Loizou, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, the disrespectful death of Lexi Gray from Grey's Anatomy.
Yes!
Oh, so we know it.
Yes. Yes.
Literally, she gets crushed under their plane and dies 15 minutes into the episode. Literally, mothers everywhere are mourning her death during a Pantene commercial. Sadistic. Also, she had bangs.
30 seconds.
Not bangs. Literally, Zoe Deschanel level bangs. You don't kill bangs, you transfer bangs. Also, she was dating that 40-year-old senior, Dr. Sloan. Ew, gross. That's disgusting.
15 seconds.
Okay, and then also Sandra Oh after was just like, guess what? She was devoured by wolves. What the heck? That's bonkers.
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
And then literally, if you die a Shauna death, you never return. I don't think so. Honey, the disrespectful death of Lexi Gray.
And that's 1 minute.
You know what, Matt? That's actually a rule of culture that you just said. It's rule of culture 185. You don't kill bangs.
You don't kill bangs.
You don't kill bangs.
If a bitch has bangs, you keep her on the
You cast. Leave her.
She's filling a role, the one with the bangs.
The one with the bangs.
Everyone, and respect for Kyler Lee.
Yes.
We say her name. All right.
All right, up next.
Welcome, Alice Rose. Yes, Alice. Okay, so are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
Oh, bitch, I got something to talk about.
Oh, all right, okay. Talk about.
Amazing.
All right, well, Alice, your I Don't Think So Honey chime starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Straight boys who don't eat pussy.
Oh!
I was on a date a few days ago with a straight guy talking over dinner, and he let it slip that he doesn't eat pussy. Like some grand fucking declaration. I was floored. As a member of the queer community, I know this shit doesn't stand. I'm out there trying my best to be GGG. I'm out there eating ass. Doing the fucking...
Yes, hard miles.
Doing the fucking Lord's work, okay?
Yes.
This motherfucker doesn't want to eat pussy? I'm sorry.
30 seconds.
You know whose fault it is? You know who's really to blame? DJ Khaled. We've all heard that interview, and what the fuck? Motherfucker's out there looking like pussy's the only thing he's
seconds.
Not eating? I'm sorry. Okay, it's a weird place to start a diet, but who knows? Maybe this week, no pussy. Next week, he cuts out fried food.
5 seconds.
The week after that, he stops feeding off the successes of talented rappers.
Oh, that's 1 minute! Alice Rose, everybody!
Give it up!
Eat pussy.
It's actually rule of culture number 89.
Oh, it is.
I'm out here eating ass.
I'm
out here eating ass.
Hey.
Speak to me after.
Alrighty, we have one final member of the Blue
Jays. I'm serious. All right.
It is give it up for
Taylor Rivers. Let's go. Let's go.
Very handsome.
Yes, Soleil. Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Pre-select a topic or the troll bowl?
Pre-select.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, Taylor Rivers, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey open casket funeral.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. dead.
Sorry.
Speak on it.
If someone in my life calls me and tells me you're dead, I'll take their word. I don't need to fucking see a dead body. Like, what the fuck? Also, like, who was the first person to, like, pitch that and was like, who was like a sick fucker that was like, you know what we could do? We could open it up. We could open it up and everyone will have to look at it. Also, I don't think so, honey. The makeup artists that like work on the corpses. Every time I've been to an open casket funeral, the face is like beat for the gods.
Yes, honey. Sorry. Dusted.
Why is grandpa laying there with a full contour and a posthumous smoky eye? I wonder.
A posthumous smoky eye.
No, 15 seconds.
Also, I feel like the makeup artists are like trying to get like their big break. When I like go to a funeral, I want to remember the person for who they are, not like a season 11 hopeful with like a sickening entrance look.
Five seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Open casket funerals.
Oh yes, my God.
That's 1 minute.
Taylor Rivers.
Oh my God.
Have we gotten this off to a sick start or what?
I mean, guys, give it up.
Give it up for the Blue Jays.
Sam Sferaza.
Ashley Cooper.
Lucas Loizou.
Alice Rose.
And Taylor Rivers.
Yes. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I mean, wow.
Damn it.
A fucking posthumous cat eye or whatever the fuck he said.
You know, my grandma recently passed away, and as we were carrying her casket, yes, I was a pallbearer, thank you. As we were carrying her casket, I tripped, and I'm pretty sure we buried my grandma kind of like this. Because I definitely felt a weight change inside the coffin.
But no one said anything.
I mean, I didn't say anything. No. Me and my cousin Lewis were like, let's just not say anything and let's just bury her.
You can always count on Lewis.
Lewis is great. Alrighty.
Right, this next category is called Maple Leaves, honey.
Alrighty. Lauren Scratch.
Jialu Wang.
Brendan D'Souza.
Yao Atua.
And Emily Bilton.
Yes.
All right. Oh my gosh.
How's it going?
Thank you for being here, guys. Are you excited?
Yes. Woo! All right, and first to the mic is Lauren Scratch.
Yes, Lauren. Lauren, are you doing pre-selected, or do you have something for the Troll Bowl?
I am doing pre-selected.
Pre-selected
topic. All right. This is Lauren Scratch. Her I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
All right, I Don't Think So Honey, the L Word reboot.
Oh.
I don't know how familiar you guys are with the L Word, but let me say, finger paint you a picture, all right. So, we all know the cast of Friends, right?
Yes.
Now, picture Ross as the lesbian he always was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Boom, L Word. Guys, I am so over revival.
Yes.
Oh.
We already had Will and Grace. We had Fuller House. We had Roseanne, rest in peace, bitch. But some things just need to be left in the past alongside Beth's sex addiction. Yeah. Guys, the L Word was legendary. It was the only show at its time that showed lesbian death to be the same severity as lesbian bed death, okay? And sure, it left us with more questions than answers. Like, why did Shane have 7 different haircuts? Where did Poppy...
15 seconds.
Where did Poppy go? Does anybody know? I don't know. Who knows? But honestly, guys, we just need to honor things at their time, you know?
5 seconds.
Maybe it was problematic, but I swear to God, if they fucking bring Jenny back from the dead, I will not only cut a bitch, but sew her up too. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. You have been warned, L Word reboot.
Not for us.
No, that was Lauren Scratch. Everyone, welcome Jialu Wang.
Woo!
What's up, Jialu?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. So good.
We're so great.
Listen, are we doing a pre-selected topic or are we doing the Troll Bowl?
Pre-selected.
Okay, pre-selected. This is Jialu Wang's pre-selected I Don't Think So Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who eat pizza at Chinese buffets? What the fuck is wrong with you, you basic colonial clown? Why the fuck would you eat pizza at a Chinese buffet? Why would you pay $30 plus tax to eat sauce on bread? Did you not conduct a full cost value analysis before you got to this Mandarin? Or do you just have the palate of a fucking 5-year-old?
30 seconds.
The only reason why pizza exists at a Chinese buffet in the first place is to silence demon white children. Otherwise, if you're going to eat pizza at a Chinese buffet,
15 seconds.
That's kind of like going to MIT for a humanities degree. To me, eating pizza at a Chinese buffet is indicative of having a weak moral character. Fuck you, I don't think so, honey.
Ah! Yes!
That is 1 minute!
That was 1 minute, that was amazing.
Oh,
you have to be
God.
A sick fuck you to just... eat pizza at the buffet.
Pizza is just bread, sauce, and cheese.
And this handsome motherfucker is Brendan D'Souza.
Yes. Brendan, are we doing pre-selected or are we going into the troll bowl?
Thirst trap. Anthony Porofsky is on stage.
Absolutely. Give it up.
What are we thinking?
Pre-selected.
Okay, this is Brendan D'Souza's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Sushi fusion restaurant.
Yes.
Listen, I don't care how cultured you think you are. Your sushi burrito isn't some hip and trendy new food trend. It's called a hand roll. It's existed for literal centuries before your gentrified ass landed on Queen West and decided to find a new way to eat sushi that circumnavigates your inability to use chopsticks.
Wow.
Listen, I am a simple brown boy. I like all-you-can-eat sushi because it's cheap and because I'm South Asian, I'm already 70% white rice. When I Google sushi, I don't need to be wading through a metric fuck-ton of bullshit hipster alternative sushi options. You can Google sushi and come across sushi burrito, sushi burger, sushi pizza, sushi lasagna. What the fuck is sushi lasagna? Which of you fuckers thought it was okay to deep fry a rice cake and call it a hamburger bun? I'm not sure about that, sweetheart. Listen, you really want to eat these culinary crimes against Jesus, rest her soul? At least have the fucking decency to come up with an original name for it.
Five seconds.
Instead of calling it a sushi burger, call it a Southern stuffed rice cake. Instead of calling it sushi pizza, just call it gross. Instead of calling it sushi lasagna, kill yourself. I don't think so.
And that's one minute! And I just want to say, a spinoff has been birthed. I'm not sure about that, sweetheart. We're going to start doing that show.
Sure.
I'm not sure about that, sweetheart.
I don't know. I might be into sushi lasagna, but we'll save that for another day.
Give it up for Yao Atua.
Yao, are we doing pre-selected? Troll bowl?
Pre-selected?
Those nails look so nice. Put them in the troll bowl.
Come
on.
Oh!
Our first troll bowl of the night.
I love that.
Wow.
I love that.
Wow.
And let me tell you, these nails are meant for picking because this is a very good one. Yao, your I Don't Think So, Honey troll bowl topic is Tom Hanks. Yep, crack those knuckles.
Wind it up, honey.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Tom Hanks? How do you win the Oscar over Denzel fucking Washington?
Yeah!
Run, Forrest, run. Run away. Run away. Get out of my mind. Get out of my head. Get out. That's a good movie. That is a better movie. That deserves an Oscar too, motherfucker.
Get out.
I don't think so. Tom Hanks? Philadelphia? That's the only thing good you've done in the culture recently, isn't it? Tom Hanks? I don't think so, honey. You collect typewriters? What are you typing to yourself?
30
what
seconds.
Are you? Who's collecting typewriters? Who the fuck is this guy? What is he writing? Apology letters? Dear Denzel, I'm sorry that I stole this from you. I can't believe you took this from me. I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
Colin Hanks? How good of an actor are you? How can you not bring Colin Hanks up? He's dreamy. He's nice. He's a nice character, a nice guy. Daddy doesn't do anything for you. He hasn't earned
5 seconds.
Enough. Why is he on a network show instead of blockbuster movies? I don't think so, honey. You're going to be Mr. Roger? Fuck you. Have a nice day in this neighborhood, motherfucker.
Very good, Yao.
Wow, Yao.
Wait.
Our first.
I will say this. Obviously, you're a fan because only a fan knows that he collects typewriters.
I mean.
Take a bow, bitch. Okay, that was unbelievable. And now give it up for Emily Bilton. The outfit is fly. The suspenders are prideful.
Oh, they're children's suspenders, and I woke up like this.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Honey.
Absolutely.
So, Emily, are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
I was going to do troll bowl, but I'm fucking mad.
Okay.
So I'm going to do an improvised pre-selected.
This is Emily Bilton's improvised I Don't Think So, Honey pre-selected topic, and her time starts now.
I don't think so, Brett fucking Kavanaugh.
Yes!
Oh. No! No! You do not get to be part of the fucking Supreme Court, okay? If you are a rapist once, you're a rapist for the rest of your goddamn life!
sure. Absolutely.
I don't care if you didn't penetrate her. Whatever. You are a sexual assaulter, and that's what you would be. I don't care if you have two kids. I don't care if you wave. I don't care if you cry. You are a fucking sexual assaulter.
Yes.
Good. I'm mad. Also, I'm pretty sure he has links with Russia. Do we feel that? Do we feel that? Also, he doesn't know what. Was that line? You know, that they described for white supremacists. I don't know. I spent 2.5 hours on YouTube this morning listening to videos of him, and I hate him.
Yes,
yes.
Oh God,
honey.
Men like this are reasons I'm a lesbian. I'm celebrating my 1-year anniversary of being gay, and I've never been happier.
And that's 1 minute.
You
yes.
guys, we cannot be happier to be in Canada right now. America is a garbage nation.
We are truly happy to be here on Canadian soil. And we're so happy about this group. Maple Leafs, honey.
Maple Leafs, honey.
Lauren
Thank
Scratch. Jialu Wang.
Brendan D'Souza.
Yao Atua.
And Emily Bilton.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Wow, Matt, that was amazing. We had our first Troll Bowl.
The first Troll Bowl, and that was an expertly executed Troll Bowl.
I mean, Troll Bowl is tough, but I feel like when somebody goes for it, we're on their side.
Yes,
know?
We're
like,
excited to see some more Troll Bowls. There's only been 1 out of 10.
Already. So
which is 10%.
Wow, math.
Okay, this next group is called
The Drake.
Give it up for
Alan Shane Lewis,
Hodo Hersey,
Marshall Lorenzo,
Abba Amukwando,
and Jade Niles Craig.
Yes. Come on out, come on out. Come on out, come on out.
Amazing.
Yes. And the first to the mic, we are proud to welcome Alan Shane Lewis. Okay.
Turning a fall look.
We love.
Looking handsome.
Handsome indeed.
Hell yes.
We're just so
I'm
excited
in.
To
Every
be here.
Every man in Toronto, yes.
We're like, take me away.
Just All have right. me.
Have me.
All right.
So sorry we made you uncomfortable already.
Yeah, no. Just pepper yourself. Okay.
It is now time to ask the question. Alan, are you going to be doing a pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
Pre-select.
Okay. Ah, you
awesome.
Tease.
All right.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Drake. I'm sorry. All right. I'm black, but I do a lot of white things, and the whitest thing I do is go to hip-hop concerts. And I had the misfortune of going to one free ticket, whatever. It was medium. It was a medium concert, and I told my friends this, and they hated it. They're like, yo, you don't like Drake? How are you from Toronto, and you don't like Drake? I'm like, first off, you're from Richmond Hill. Calm down, Kevin. Calm down. You know, Drake's music. Listen, I understand. If it's in the club and it's bumping,
seconds.
You can dance to it. I enjoy it. I understand that. But don't pretend for a second you can meditate on any of his lyrics. Honestly, if Drake's lyrics are deep, if it was a pool, you couldn't dive in it, for sure. Couldn't do that. All right? It's so disingenuous. I can't handle that. It's so annoying. You pretend to be a gangster one
15
moment.
15 seconds.
He's also, here's the one thing about him. He is a definition of a fuckboy. He straight up is.
For real.
All right? Whether it's not raising his kids, with dating an 18-year-old, but most importantly, and the worst thing about him.
5 seconds.
He fakes a Scarborough accent. I can't handle that.
Oh, no!
And that's one minute! Alan Shane Lewis! Wow.
Wow.
You know, Drake is also in the Troll Bowl.
Yes.
We might hear more about Drake.
We might hear more.
That was amazing.
All right.
Everyone, give it up for Hodo Hersey! To the mic!
Oh, my God. Right now, I feel like I'm lip-syncing for my life.
Yes, you are!
You are, yes.
You are, in a sense.
So don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Oh,
I guess that makes us RuPaul and Michelle.
Yes. We're going to decide who Michelle is later.
We'll decide later. Because it will get too vicious up here. We both want to be Michelle.
Are we doing pre-selected or Troll Bowl?
We're doing a motherfucking pre-select.
Yes, okay.
We're doing a
Speak on it.
Pre-
Hodo Hersey, here is your I Don't Think So, Honey, and your time begins now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, people against gentrification. Okay. Hear me out. Hear me out, okay? All right? I know you guys are like, we're white. Are we allowed to laugh? You are, okay? You are, okay?
We were waiting for that.
I am your Martin Luther King. You understand? Okay? Stand up, bitch. Listen, some say it's bad, but I just think it's fun hipster colonialism. You know what I mean? It's oppression, but we're having a good time. You know what I mean?
30 seconds.
It's like, listen, I can have coconut vegan ice cream while like a Filipino family's getting evicted, which is sad, but their house will get turned into a hot yoga studio, so that's tons of fun. You know what I mean? We're having a good time.
Not wrong.
15 seconds.
I'm tired of coffee time. I want multiple Starbuckses in my neighborhood. Do you understand?
You need options. They fill up.
Do you understand? Thank you. So I see some of the white guilt. You need
5 seconds.
Rid of that.
5 seconds.
That's it. I'm done.
and that's one minute. Oh, no, Hershey.
I love you guys.
With an argument for gentrification.
Listen, more yoga, more coffee.
Dave, that's weird. We both finished our drinks while that was going on.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
We're both like, glug, glug, glug.
Glug, glug, glug. You know what would be great? If they had the beer store somewhere near on the stage. Guys, the beer store is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, I love it. I want to live there.
We were explained to that you can't just buy beer easily here.
No, it's like tough. There's like restrictions.
All right, so it's not perfect here. Okay, noted.
Okay, all right.
All right, everyone, please welcome Marshall Lorenzo.
Yes. Hey, Marshall.
Yes. Naze.
Hey, Marshall. So are we doing a pre-selected? Or
okay.
A trouble.
Unfortunately, we are doing pre-selected.
That's fine.
No, no, it's going to be a very heartfelt true story.
Okay, Here we go. I love heartfelt and true.
Your time starts. No.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. My first Toronto roommate, Anne Hathaway's brother.
Whoa!
Pour the tea.
I'm sorry that I didn't know that you guys were related to each other, and I'm sorry that I ate all of that meatloaf that the restaurant didn't have on the menu the first time that we met. It's just that when you said that your first job was the assistant to your sister who's maybe an actress, why would I know that that's Anne Hathaway? I'm sorry, Michael Hathaway, that 8 months later I had an Oscars-themed party where my friend showed up in a tuxedo, Heidi Branda, and saying, is that okay? And then you stormed down and finally admitted that you were related to Anne Hathaway. I'm sorry that that happened, but I didn't see all of the Apple TV screensavers that were happening, all of the family photos, all of the wedding photos where she was a bridesmaid. I'm not that smart. I am sorry that my mom sent you a handcrafted piece of tile that said Hathaway's Cottage, and I hid it in my bedside table, and you found it after I left your house.
And that's 1 minute.
And that's 1 minute.
And that's 1 minute.
Oh.
Wait.
Darling, we need to unpack this.
We have to unpack this.
This mom.
Wait.
Was it her gay brother?
Yes, it was her gay brother.
Okay, I love. Okay. Then we love. Then we
and
love.
And did you ever go to Hathaway's cottage?
I never went to me, and I never went to Anne Hathaway's cottage.
Okay, all right.
So obviously you did not do your duty.
No.
You were supposed to go do recon at Anne Hathaway's cottage with her gay brother.
Other people came to Hathaway's cottage with me.
Oh.
And that's a story
for... That's suggestive. That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Thank you, Marshall Lorenzo. And now, please welcome Abba Amuquando to the mic. Yes. Okay, so Abba.
Yes.
Talk to me. Are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
I'm a Virgo. I like to plan as a pre-selected.
Okay, Miss Virgo.
For it.
We got some astrology people in the front.
I hear you. I'm a Cancer.
All right, Abba Amuquando, here is your time. It begins now.
I don't think so, honey, having to buy a new pair of jeans over 3 years because of Chub Rub. Ever since the age of 13, I have spent $10,000 or more on buying a pair of new jeans. I was imagining a new future for myself where the insides of the fucking jeans right here near the pussy would be reinforced. However, in this the year of 2018, brands are just throwing tacos and fucking rose embroidery on the jeans and calling it a day. Uniqlo! Uniqlo, honey, I love you, but make your denim thicker, mama. I don't have another $45 to give you, baby. I'm popped. I think the government should give us thick individuals grants so that we can buy various cloths and fabrics to reinforce the insides of our fucking pants. Okay? It's weird to have a hole so close to my pussy. Okay? It's uncouth. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Abba Amuquando.
And you know what? That's actually a
rule
of culture.
Rule of culture number. What are you going to say?
I was going to say,
make your denim thicker, mama. It's rule of culture number 72.
I have had to just part with so many jeans that I was in love with because of this exact reason. You just hit me right in the heart.
Wow, hit her in the heart.
All right, and all right. Our final for the Drake.
Jade Niles Craig. Come on, Jade.
Hey, Jade.
Yes, Jade. Okay, so Jade, as the closer of the group called The Drake, are we doing a troll bowl or a pre-selected topic?
I got something to say. Also, okay. It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday! Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
As we famously know, this song doesn't have a proper end.
It doesn't have a good end. No, but
and we're
going to
work on that.
All right. Jade Niles Craig, on your birthday, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, white people with dreads.
No. No.
Speak on it.
I am so tired of seeing fucking distasteful white people, the Kardashians, wearing dreadlocks as a fashion statement. These people are scrambling for shit to steal from black folks now that we have autonomy and shit. I don't understand why you think that it looks nice putting that much effort into looking that deplorable.
30 seconds.
Black people lock their hair in Rastafarian culture as a rejection of vanity and as a rejection of westernized beauty standards. White people lock their hair to piss off their parents and fit in better at Burning Man.
15 seconds.
Saying that you have ethnic hair because you have hair and an ethnicity is like saying you're not a criminal just because you happen to live in the White House.
5 seconds. Whoa.
I don't think so, honey. You need to acknowledge your privilege. You can do that shit when we're treated equally by the courts and the cops, and until then, leave our fucking beauty supplies.
Yes, and bitch, and that's 1 minute.
Oh my God, Jade.
Soleil.
Jade, Soleil, thank
Jade.
You.
Everyone, that was the Drake. Alan Shane Lewis, Hodo Hersey, Marshall Lorenzo, Amama Kwando, and Jade Niles Craig.
Thank you, guys.
Can you believe we are halfway through the show? Are you guys feeling good?
Are you guys wet? Wow. Okay,
oh
so our
God.
Last group was called The Drake.
And this group is called
Drake.
Everyone.
Give it up for Chris Middleton.
Give it up for Susan Wason.
Natalie Norman.
Karis Anderson.
And Ben Sosa Rye.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hello, everyone.
Alrighty.
Okay, so first from Drake is Chris Middleton.
Chris.
In a jacket that I want.
Yes, Matt deserves that jacket.
It's H&M.
Oh! Accessible, affordable, stylish!
I actually was going to wear the one that Alan Shane Lewis is wearing right now.
Oh, no, that would have been humiliating.
Tragic.
Somebody would have had to die.
Somebody would have had to go.
Someone would have had to die.
Alrighty, okay. So are you going to do pre-selected or the troll bowl?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, wait, are you okay?
Chris, are you all right?
Oh, my God, something's happening. Oh, my God,
God.
No, wait,
no,
take all the time
please.
You need.
Someone call the troll bowl, please! Give me that bowl! Bitch.
Oh my God.
Oh, I am thoroughly gagged.
You know the audience
Wait.
Is a sucker for a reveal.
Chris, we have to get a picture after that. We
yeah, this is epic.
Oh my God.
Fashion.
Bowen is going to fuck
Touch the Touch the fashion, change
Touch
your life.
Touch the fashion, change your
change
life.
I'm honestly
okay.
so terrified.
All right. Do not be afraid, bitch. Because you've come out with this shirt. That means you stake your claim. And you are doing a troll bowl against Canada's own Avril Lavigne.
Your time.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Avril Lavigne. What the fuck is up with your music now?
Agreed. Truly.
Give me Complicated. Give me Skater Boy. What
yes.
the fuck is this Hello Kitty shit?
Yeah, no.
I'm with you.
You're married to the guy, lead singer from Nickelback, the most hated band on the planet?
Fuck.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You could literally have anybody. You're so pretty. Like, love yourself more.
Agreed.
I don't think so, honey. Avril Lavigne, what the fuck have you been doing recently?
30 seconds.
Like, I have not heard a new Avril Lavigne song in so long, and I want it to be rock. I want it to be reminiscent of like a 2000s Chris Middleton with like guyliner and like black everything. She was my everything. Skater Boy is literally my karaoke anthem. put out more bangers like that. Hey, hey, you, I don't like you, Avril Lavigne. I don't think so, honey.
Yes!
5 seconds, 5 seconds.
Avril Lavigne, you're a disgrace to Canada. I don't think so, honey. Ah!
I will say this, here's the shade. She just released a new single like last week, bitch.
Oh, I don't fucking
care. You didn't even know about it, honey.
Listen.
And that's the shade against her.
That is shade. Matt and I really have literally sat alone and cried to I'm With You, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm With You is the bop.
That's still from like, the complicated
era. I mean, I'm standing
era.
On the bridge and I'm waiting,
and
in,
waiting
the dark.
In the dark.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thank
Chris
you,
Middleton,
darling.
You fucking slay. Give it up for Susan Wasick.
Hey.
Calm the fuck down. Yes, I love that shit.
Calm the fuck down.
Unbelievable. So, Susan, here's a question for you. Are we doing an I Don't Think So, Honey, Troll Bowl, or an I Don't Think So, Honey, pre-selected?
It's very pre-selected.
It's very pre-selected indeed. Here is Susan Wasick's I Don't Think So, Honey, and her time starts now.
No. I Don't Think So, Honey, Shailene Woodley.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know what big little lies you told to get on a show with Reese, Laura Dern, Zoe Kravitz, and fucking Nicole Kidman. Oh, my God. No, like, literally, it's a gem of a show, and you're a fucking sham of an actor. Did we all just forget The Fault in Our Stars? It was, like, the only movie where I wanted a heavy quotes protagonist to die from their terminal illness.
Oh! 30 seconds.
And, like, I don't want to hear you on a talk show talking about how you, like, own one pair of jeans. You smell so bad, fashion designers don't want to dress you.
True, it's true.
It's disgusting. True. I'm so, so sick of Shailene Woodley. Like, we didn't ask for a poor man's Jennifer Lawrence.
15 seconds.
You should probably just diverge from acting, which I think will be super easy. Just pack your fucking bags. You just have, like, one pair of jeans and
Five
two
seconds.
Shirts. I don't think so, honey, Shailene Woodley.
Whoa! Yes! And that's 1 minute.
Wait, I don't know this.
Fighting words.
I don't know this tea. She smells bad?
Allegedly, she smells bad, and designers are bad. Like, no thanks.
I buy this. I buy.
Yeah.
I purchase.
She's like a liberal.
Wow. Oh, my God.
All right.
One
Give
of those.
Give it up, everyone, for Natalie Norman! Alliteration. Natalie Norman.
I love it.
How you doing?
I feel sick. This is my nightmare.
No, it's
oh,
your
no,
dream.
No, live in it.
Are you gonna
it.
Are you gonna do a troll bowl or?
Oh, let's do the troll bowl. Might as well. Might as fucking well.
All right, that's how you
she
start.
She says, "Why not, honey? Let's
Why
do
a- not, bitch?
Okay.
Oh,
your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is the reality show The Voice. Can we do this?
I mean, I don't know much, but sure.
Is The Voice a Canadian thing?
No? Well, then we're not going to do
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
Because we put it in with a big question mark.
We were like, we don't know if they do The Voice in Canada.
We don't. We have it on television.
in America, it's big.
But you guys don't give a fuck.
You're no,
way, you're
no,
way too cool
no.
for that. All right, okay.
Thank you.
All right, instead, we have Shawn Mendes. Do you not care of either? Do you also not give a fuck about Shawn Mendes?
I don't know who he is.
All right, strike two.
And you know what? That is shade.
That is shade right there. That's a whole I Don't Think So, Honey.
Okay.
Alrighty.
What about, this is so funny, Natalie. What about Disney World?
Fine.
Okay.
Alrighty, your I Don't Think So, Honey on Disney World starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Disney World. What the fuck is that shit? I'm Jewish, and I'm pretty sure it's all fucking anti-Semitic there.
It is.
Why the fuck do we ever go there? What, are we not adults? Hey, what about those fucking weirdos who are adults who are obsessed with Disney World? Grow the fuck up, okay? We got real things like the Kardashians. What is there, one in Paris, too? What the fuck is that? Eurotrash.
30 seconds.
I will go to the one in Tokyo.
Yes.
I will go. That one for sure has some fucked up sex shit. Yeah. And I am down for that.
Yes.
I am down for that. I don't know what else to say. I just hate
15
them.
15 seconds.
Okay.
You have more time.
Okay. They just hate Jews. They just hate us. Every time I go in there, I get scared and spooked.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Disney World.
That's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute.
It's
oh
true.
Oh, my God, Natalie.
Walt Disney World, Walt Disney famously anti-Semitic.
Yes, and we have famously been there exclusively.
We've famously been there every year.
As high as we could get.
Not because of the anti-Semitism, because of the riots. Anyway, we're leaving this behind.
Yes.
All right. Everyone, welcome Karis Anderson! Woo! Hello, handsome.
Hey, handsome.
So what are we thinking at this moment? Okay. Like, are we doing Troll Bowl or are pre-selected?
I got a bone to pick, so I got to do pre-selected.
Pre-selected, okay. He's got a bone to pick. Karis Anderson, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, gay guys who don't have lesbian friends.
Wow.
Y'all are fucked up log cabin Republicans, and I am on to you. Lesbians have been there for us from the get-go. They are our sisters. They used to marry us so we wouldn't be socially ostracized. They took care of us during the AIDS crisis, and they gave birth to our babies while we were still frosting our fucking tips.
30 seconds.
I know that your friend Amber told you that lesbians are aggressive because one time a lesbian came up to her in a bar, gasp. But Amber is a useless homophobe who thinks you're a purse. She would trade you for a vodka crayon.
15 seconds.
So, honey. And I don't think so, honey, the ambiguity of this situation. Are you ignoring lesbians because you're a shit dick, or are lesbians ignoring you because they can smell your toxicity like a cat smells cancer?
Five seconds.
I don't know, and I hate ambiguity, bitch. I don't think so, honey, gay guys who aren't friends with lesbians.
And that's one minute. Broaden your horizons, you gays. Thank you, Karis.
You know, LGBT starts with L.
It starts with L. That's actually rule of culture number 3.
LGBT starts with L.
And give it up for Ben Sosa, right?
Now, another beautiful fall jacket.
This is gorgeous.
This is wonderful.
Thank you.
I have heard the legend of Ben. Now, tell me, are we going to be doing a pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
I have something to say.
He has something to say.
It's a pre-select.
And Ben Sosa, right, your I don't think so, honey, topic starts now.
I don't think so, honey, the models on America's Next Top Model who cry when they get their makeover. No. I don't think so, honey. If Tyra Banks says you have the bone structure for a pixie, that is a compliment. And honey, compliments are not meant to be cried over. If Vidal Sassoon himself came into my house and said I could work an asymmetrical bob, I would be kissing his feet, honey. I would not be crying. No,
30
ma'am.
30 seconds.
Yes, honey.
Also, I don't think so, honey, how they always try to sew weaves into white women's hair.
Yes.
Yes. So
it's truly a constant thing every season, and they always remove the weave the next day. They never stay on their heads.
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, girls who can't appreciate the power in a pixie cut.
Yes.
Okay. Also, I don't think so, honey, girls who don't fuck with bangs. Bangs are fashion forward.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, girls on America's Next Top Model who cry about their makeover.
Yes. And that's what it is. Ben Sosa, right.
I agree 1,000%.
We're all in agreement here. Give it up for Drake. Chris Middleton,
Susan Wasing,
Natalie Norman,
Chris Anderson,
and Ben Sosa Wright.
Thank you, guys. Unbelievable. Oh, my God.
Wow. I actually review America's Next Top Model for Vulture, and I can tell you, as, like, the only person who still watches it, it's fucking bad.
Bad, 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 bad.
And Tyra might be a bad person.
Yeah.
Don't fool me, bitch. Watch the show.
I mean, the only quote I remember was like, you're crying, and I'm glad you're crying.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's not as iconic as it was. You can't do that anymore, Tyra.
This season, she cut one girl because she was a bad person on the inside. And the girl was like, okay, cool, thank you. And she wouldn't let her leave until she had said it 5 more times. Yeah. It was like crazy.
She accepted it like very
nicely.
She was
like, okay, I heard you. I have to leave. Everyone, give it up for this next group, which is called
Poutine Squad.
Give it up for
Claire S.
Give it up for Andrew Ivamy.
Tim Blair.
Kyle Brownrigg.
And Nina Adler.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Very excited, very excited. Hello, all.
Hey.
Let's have the first to the mic, Ms. Claire S. Come on, Claire. Ooh, what is that you're drinking?
It's beer, bitch.
It's beer, bitch.
It's beer, bitch.
All right, so Miss Claire, are we doing a troll bowl? Which have we only had two?
We've only had two.
This is sick.
Three.
We've had only three. Wonderful. All right, so are we doing troll bowl or a pre-selected topic, Claire?
First, I would like to acknowledge all of those that have come before us in the I Don't Think So Honey realm.
Yes. Thank you. Give them a round
them.
Of applause.
Pioneers.
Everyone that's come before.
They're all dead now.
Yes. I'm doing pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
Okay.
This is Claire S.'s pre-selected I Don't Think So Honey, and her time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry's wedding.
Oh wow.
Okay.
No, bitch. Oh, my God, the fashion, that dress. Why are you wearing a bleached sack to your own wedding?
Oh.
Not to mention you let your fiancé / future husband wear a depressed stegosaurus backwards outfit. Why, honey? And
30 seconds.
Oh, my God, your best friend is sitting in the front row, and she's all like, selfies from the back. She's all like this, Jennifer Mulrooney with her husband who looks like he's a Ken doll down below.
Oh, bitch. 15 seconds.
My bowl food? What is that? Come up with a better terminology. Also, when they took the pictures out front, they looked like a hairy vagina around the door. Why?
5 seconds.
Why? No, honey, no. Plan your wedding better.
And that's 1 minute.
Wow. I will say this. I didn't give a fuck about their wedding. Do you guys have to care?
Oh, I didn't subscribe to it at all.
No, I didn't give a fuck. Do we like Meghan?
No.
Ah!
See, I was just panicking over my own nation, so I was not not paying attention.
I mean, we liked that she was on Suits.
Yeah, that was cool that she was on Suits.
Everyone, give it up for Andrew Ivamy. Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Oh.
Now, what are we thinking?
I liked the added
like
stank
that?
On Andrew.
Andrew. Andrew.
I'm stealing that. That's mine.
Yes,
that's yours.
Stank it, bitch.
You
own
it.
How are you feeling in terms of Troll Bowl versus I Don't Think So Honey pre-prepared topic?
I'm going to do a pre-select.
Okay, right, baby
that's
boy.
Cool.
I feel like I've let you down, but I'm
going to
do
it. No,
it's so
honey,
cool.
Honey, I don't see Troll Bowl.
Okay.
All righty, great. So, what are we doing? Your time starts
now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, books that come with a map. Hey, fantasy novels that have a 3-page map at the beginning. Can you cool it? Can you fucking cool it? I don't want to have to take a geography lesson before I read a book. It's 2018 and I'm reading a book. They should already be throwing me a parade for doing that. Not giving me more homework before my homework.
30 seconds.
I don't care what the lay of the... Sure, you wrote a fantasy novel and you're like, but you need to know that the mountains are to the north before the cursed tower of Sladoon. I don't give a shit. Just write it in the book. Have the characters just be like, oh, let's go through the mountain. That's the only way. And I'll be like, fucking great. I believe you. I wasn't going to fact check your... I'm bad with real world geography. I don't need your fantasy shit.
Five seconds.
I Google mapped how to get here tonight and I live in this city. I don't need a fantasy map. You're fucking up my book.
And that's 1 minute, Andrew.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh my God, wow.
I mean, I have famously never read one book, but I'm sure what you're saying is true.
And I've read between 1 and 20 books, and I did read the Lord of the... No, not those. Those are too long. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Those have maps.
Oh.
And they're not even a real place, bitch.
See, I'm thinking about the Game of Thrones intro where it's like they kind of give us the whole scene.
Yeah, I
enjoy that because of the gears and everything. Anyway.
End of nerd conversation. Instead, let's bring up Tim Blair.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, hi.
Hey. So talk to us. Is it a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
Oh, it's going to be pre-selected.
Okay,
alrighty,
baby
Tim.
Boy.
Yeah.
Tim Blair, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts. You say
no.
It. No.
I Don't Think So Honey cannabis-themed t-shirts. You know what I'm talking about? Weed wear, ganja garments. it's those tops the potheads rock where it's like it's a tie-dye graphic tee with like pot leaves all over it. a bunch of barbed wire for no reason. I guess it's there to, like, give it the offset, give it a little bit of edge, because you have got, like, a copyrighted cartoon character on the front just taking a toke, like, like, damn, I didn't know Caillou did Kush. Like, it's fucked up. Like, those shirts are so tacky, it has to stop, all right? Because, like, we're, like, 19 days away from legalization in this country. Yeah, yeah. Soon it's going to be, like, wearing white after Labor Day. It's getting ridiculous.
15 seconds.
All right? And plus, like, what did this campaign even do? Like, a legalized shirt never did anything. Like, the only possible way a legalized shirt could have made a difference if the prime minister was, like, looking through his old clothes and, like, pulled up a shirt and then the other had found a shirt with a Nike slogan on it and was like, huh, just do it. All right. All right.
That's what I'm getting.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Honestly, guys.
It's a reminder that you guys are getting legalized weed.
It's just the fact that we're here 19 days before it happens is fucking infuriating.
It's personal against us.
It's an attack.
It's an attack on us and our families.
Where's the weed at? Find us after the show.
Everyone, welcome Kyle Brownrigg. What is up?
They are all handsome.
They're all so handsome.
What
it's
the
crazy.
Fuck?
Sorry, we didn't mean to say that out loud, but we also did.
Yep. And into
all
a
right.
Night.
So, Kyle, are we doing a pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
It's a little bit of both.
Oh!
It's a little bit of both.
Explain how.
I'm going to be doing I Don't Think So, Honey, Avril Lavigne Part 2.
Wow! Oh.
Yes,
I
honey.
Love this, and your time starts now.
Bitch, you are the answer to the question, what if Alanis Morissette didn't have talent? She's always going on about her Lyme disease. We get it. Bitch, you look unwashed in most of your music videos. If you were on Charlie Brown, you would be that character with the dirt cloud following you everywhere. Are you really that shocked that a parasite attached itself to your body? But enough about Chad Kroeger.
Oh. 15 seconds! Yes, bitch!
For the record, Shania Twain also has Lyme disease. Do you hear her bitching about it all the time? She just released a new album and she's on a world tour. Bitch, take a note.
5 seconds.
I'm a huge fan of hers. I love her. Okay, thank you.
That's 1 minute. Kyle!
And I'm
Kyle!
Keeping you forever and for always. We will be together all of our days.
Sorry,
it's
wake up.
I'm ready
we
to go really all the way.
We fucking love Shania.
I'm with Shania all the way to the end.
And now, everyone welcome Nina Adler. Nina,
hey,
are
Nina.
We doing a Troll Bowl or a pre-selected or some combination of the two, which we've now discovered is possible?
Well, I was going to do a pre-selected, but I'm feeling Troll.
Wow!
All right!
She's feeling trolly! Okay, Nina.
All right, Nina.
All right, Nina. Let's see, what did I pull? Okay, okay.
I love this one.
This right. Troll Bowl topic is Happy Birthday, the song.
Nina Adler, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Happy birthday, the song. There is no such thing as a happy birthday. I plan my whole year around what I'm going to do the night before my birthday, October 31st. Yes, thank you very much.
Oh.
Because I don't want to be out in public to explain to people about where I'm reflecting in life. I don't think so, honey. Happy birthday, because most people for their birthdays are wishing something different from their life. People don't need to be reminded that they haven't phoned their mothers or fathers in a while, that their siblings are probably doing fuck all somewhere, and that they don't have enough friends to throw themselves a surprise party this
15
year.
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Happy birthday. You're a song that no one can sing.
5 seconds.
Using you to test people's vocal range is just absurd. You know, I couldn't find an end to that because you're just a joke.
And that's 1 minute.
Nina, It's true.
Honestly, though, I'll say...
You can't sound good singing it.
No, but you know when you've got a room of musical theater gays because the harmonies for Happy Birthday are always
happy
good.
Happy Birthday.
They're like, to you.
I just fucked that up.
That's always me. To you.
Poutine Squad.
Thank you, Poutine Squad.
Claire S. Andrew Ivamy.
Tim Blair.
Kyle Brownring.
And Nina Adler.
Yes.
Thank you all so much.
Wow. This next group is the final group.
Boo. Sad.
And we had to look up a Toronto specific.
Yes.
And we discovered Kiefer Sutherland.
Canada's very own.
For Chris Sandifer.
Shauna Edward.
Taylor Templeton Smith.
Evie Stamatov.
And Shanti Marastika.
Hey, hey, hey. Wow. Serving looks.
Looks are served.
Yes.
Everyone, welcome Chris Sandifer to the mic. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
It is time.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hey. Hello.
Before we begin, I think the group wanted me to speak just real quick about how we're all going to go from the bowl tonight.
We're all going to do the bowl.
Oh, my.
We're all going to do it.
God. Matt, has this ever happened?
This has never happened before. We've never had a declaration of such
solidarity.
Heroism.
Yes, this group is together.
We're together.
The bowl is... I made this bowl myself.
It's a beautiful bowl.
I glass blew it, and here we go. So, Chris, here we go. I blew it, all right.
Okay, so you're going to draw one for me.
So,
okay.
Here we go. I hope that you came on with your A game.
Oh, my God.
Because your I Don't Think So Honey topic is John Lennon. I said it was a troll bowl. And your time, Chris, starts now.
I don't think so, John Lennon. You died, and that's why Paul McCartney wrote Temporary Secretary. The hell is this song? Is this why you died? You left me with this song? All I need is a temporary... What's the lyric in that song? I'm going to treat her right. I'm never going to keep her till late at night. She doesn't need to know how to do sexy things. But why'd you bring it up?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Let it be. Let it be. Oh.
Oh.
I don't think so, John Lennon. You should be here now. You know? We need you now more than ever. Look who's the president. We got to remember.
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Oh, my God. Okay.
You got time.
30. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't think so, honey. John Lennon, those circle glasses.
15 seconds.
You ever hear of contact lenses? You know? Oh, you take a stroll in Central Park? Don't walk in the park. You silly bitch. Okay.
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Thank you so much. Thank
and
you.
And John Lennon. Yes! That's 1 minute.
Chris you
Sandiford.
Did it.
Wow. Chris. All of a sudden, this group is like, I don't know. Lennon's coming out of here. Here we go, Shauna Edward. Shauna.
Listen, House of Edward.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
now,
you.
Are we sticking with this pact, Troll Bowl?
100%.
Oh, yeah, we are going down with the
ship. This is my fault. I was like, I'm nervous. Everyone do Troll Bowl.
Okay, here we go. So your I Don't Think So Honey topic is Tim Hortons.
Yo!
And
that's
your
not
time,
even a problem!
And your
that's
time,
not even a problem!
And your time starts now! Go!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Yo! Tim motherfucking Hortons, I don't think so, honey. Let me tell you, when I walk in first thing in the motherfucking morning and there's a goddamn lineup outside the fucking door and you're gonna tell me when I order my dark roast regular double cupped that this fucking coffee is stale?
30 seconds.
It is 8 in the fucking morning. What have you been doing? What the fuck have you been doing? And then you're gonna tell me when I order a dozen motherfucking donuts
15 seconds.
That only one of those bitches is gonna be a crueler? One of those bitches! This is for my whole office!
5 seconds.
This is for my whole office. I bought these to apologize for coming in late last week. I came
Just one
and I bought donuts. And one's a cooler? What the fuck are the rest? Chocolate dip? Suck my dick.
And that's 1 minute and 18 seconds.
Oh, my God. So, like, Matt didn't know.
I didn't know.
Matt didn't know what Tim Hortons was, and I was like, no, it's beloved. We must put it in the bowl. Can I ask a question? Know. What's a double know. Cup?
Yo, it means that instead of a sleeve, go.
A double cup instead of a sleeve that still burns your motherfucking fingers? You know what I mean? I'm weak. I'm weak in the winter. I'm weak in the summer. My fingertips don't have circulation. So, like, when I ask you for a double cup, it means two cups.
Oh. Okay, so that's...
Fuck that. Fuck that.
It sounds effective but wasteful.
Honestly, yes. That was amazing, Shauna Edward. Give it up for Taylor Templeton Smith.
Yes. Taylor, this
the
blazer.
The blazer for the evening.
Thank you.
For the moment.
Guapo.
So, Taylor, what are we doing? Are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll ball? Are we sticking with it?
I live by no rules but my own, so we're doing my pre-selected.
Oh!
Betrayal. Betrayal.
I love it. I love it.
No, he's the Jon Snow of this group.
I love it.
He's different. He's doing his own thing.
I love it. It's revolutionary.
I'm on your team.
Taylor, your I Don't Think So, Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Spider-Man. It's time we take him down. Spider-Man is a fraud. First of all, he let 9/11 happen. Let's just say that right here.
Oh, shit.
Spider-Man has spider senses. He knew it was coming.
Yes.
Also, I think it's fucked up. They made 9 movies and 900 Spider-Man comics, and they never tell you if it feels good when the webs come out of them.
I want to know.
I just want to know when Spider-Man shoots his hot little boy ropes at the Octopus Doctor if it's a warm, pleasant sensation for
30
him.
Seconds.
It's not sexual. I just want to know if he likes it. If he enjoys it. All right? I fuck off with these mechanical web slingers.
Yes.
Any teenager can make a rope slimy, but only a Spider-Man can produce white-hot honey pus from his wrist like
15
that.
15 seconds.
All right, when I want to see scenes of Spider-Man being frustrated because he hasn't shot his webs in days. He must make it feel good. I want to see him spray Venom, the man who turned into bad Spider-Man because Goop from space kissed his clothes.
Is 5
that
seconds.
So wrong? Fuck you, Spider-Man. And Sony just showed me him enjoying it.
Yes!
Spider-Man
yes.
Quake.
And
absolutely.
That's 1 minute. I want to see him shoot it out and go, oh.
Oh. Oh, oh. Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
I love you.
Oh.
No, I love you.
No, Matt, I told you, you have to stop saying
I know, I
love
gotta
you.
Stop saying I love you.
You
when
don't
I
know
shoot
these men. You just met
you know
them.
What I mean? Okay, give it up for Evie Stamata.
Woo!
Yes.
Hey, gorgeous.
I'm fucking angry.
Why are you mad?
There was a betrayal in
there
our
was a betrayal
unit.
But he slayed.
He did slay. He did
Listen,
slay.
He
Fuck
slayed.
Fuck Spider-Man, guys. Fuck
Listen,
Spider-Man.
Are we sticking with the pact, or are we doing the pre-selected?
Put that motherfucking hand in that motherfucking bullshit.
I'm letting Matt do it because of the manicure.
Okay, this is good. This is good.
What? Oh, yeah.
This is your I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl topic is... Fahrenheit as a measurement of temperature.
Serve it to us, honey.
And
your time
starts
now.
I don't think so, Fahrenheit as a motherfucking measurement. Y'all are the only motherfucking people in the world that use this stupid antiquated system. What are you? You're like, oh, it's so nice that when they visit Toronto, people are like, we're from America. It's so nice. It was like 80 degrees. It was so nice. No one fucking knows what you're talking about. The world doesn't revolve around you, bitch. I don't think so, honey. Fahrenheit as a method of telling the temperature.
30
What's
seconds.
Next? Fucking using yards as a measure of distance. No one fucking knows what your arbitrary measure means. Mean, bitch. Go back to America because the world doesn't revolve around you.
Seconds.
Yes, honey, drag us.
I don't think so, honey. Fahrenheit as a measure of measurement. I don't even know how to fucking Google that.
Five seconds.
I don't know where to start. I don't think so, honey. Just follow what everyone else is because it's common sense.
And
that's one minute. Listen, you're not wrong.
I agree with you. But I still don't understand Celsius.
No clue.
Where
I'm from?
I know, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I promise I'm leaving tomorrow.
Move here, honey.
Yeah, I know. Let's move here.
We wanna move here. I'll tell you what, the money's tough too. I've been given big tips because I don't get coins. So I just give them all back.
And take it all.
Turns out that's a lot of money, I guess.
Evie Stamatov, give it up for her.
Thank you, Evie.
And now, to close out the evening, Shanti Morastica!
Let's do it, Shanti, 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 Shanti!
Here we go!
Alrighty, Shanti, are we going in the bowl?
Yeah, but like, I'm only 19, so I don't get a lot of references.
We'll have to say...
I'm gonna suck your blood
despite
later.
Despite the youth, despite the youth, I'm picking it out. Okay, come on, fingers, do this for me. Alright, here we go. Okay. Okay. Is the rating system here like the MPAA rating system here? Like,
I'm not going to get that. I don't know what it is, okay. But I'm not going to fucking get
Let's pick something else. Let's pick something else.
It's got to be a name if it's anything.
Okay, I got one. All right. This is big. Your I Don't Think So Honey troll bull topic, Shanti, is Rihanna. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Rihanna, what are you, a traitor like Taylor Templeton Smith? No, I really like him. Listen, oh, Rihanna, oh, bitch, you got my money? Could you give me some?
Yes.
You're doing a 72-hour tour. I don't know how planes work. That's 9/11! Listen, Rihanna. Oh, I really love her a lot.
Go mean.
Oh, Rihanna, I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds.
You've got yourself a good, look at your beautiful face, your contoured eyebrows. Ugh, gross. And your skin. 15 what are you, 19 forever? I'm in love with you. Please marry me. I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds.
Please. Give me your life. I miss you every day.
Rihanna is queen. You can't go negative on Rihanna.
No, it's so hard. We literally wrote it and we were like, God.
Give it up for Kiefer Sutherland, Chris Sandiford.
Yes, Shauna Edwards.
Taylor Templeton Smith.
Evie Stamatov
and Shanti Morastica.
Thank you all
Thank you. You guys, I want to tell you on behalf of Bo and myself, thank you, Dave, for being here.
Guys, thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be here.
This was so much fun. Toronto, we love you guys. We cannot wait to come back.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Thank you guys for coming out. Thank you just for laughs. And I do think so, honey.
Yes, honey. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you guys very much.
You. Thank you so much. I'm Matt Rogers. That's Dave.
I'm Dave Mazzoni.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.